Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we have a special guest with us, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, thanks so much for tuning in again to New Every Day, and we're so glad that you've tuned in because we have our friend Josh Holden. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Hello everybody.
Now you might be thinking, why is Josh on the show?
Yeah.
And every once in a while we bring someone on that we think has something to share.
Mm-hmm.
And as Carrie and I were preparing to talk about Acts chapter 9, we thought it'd be really cool if we had someone come on and share their story about how they encountered Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, Josh.
Yeah, we both said this would be a great opportunity for our friend Josh to come on the show and just share. And actually, so modest. Josh, I know you shared a bit of your story at church the other week, and we just really appreciated that. So why don't we just get started? And can you share a little bit about your life before you met Christ? We read last week, or a couple weeks ago now, about Saul and his life before encountering Christ, and how there was a dramatic mm-hmm. difference between the before man and then the after man. So can you kind of take us through life before Christ? Where were you at?
Okay. Well, before Christ, I was quite the self-righteous individual. I used to justify a lot of the things that I did wrong without actually acknowledging these things were wrong. In high school, the acceptable thing at the time was to peddle in drugs and violence. And at the time, I think that's the only way that you could get respect. That's the only way that, you know, you could be acknowledged.
Hmm.
And that eventually led to my use of drugs.
That was in high school, so you were in, like, your mid-teens when you started to kind of head down that road?
Well, like, what happened was, my first semester in grade 9,
mm-hmm.
I took high school seriously. By the second semester, I started to skip daily. My first serious girlfriend, I suppose. And, you know, we would just, who wants to go to class?
Mm.
Let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your house. Go to my house. Let's go to the beach. Have fun. Failed that year, so I ended up having to go to summer school.
Okay.
Failed summer school because I would rather skip and go and hang out with people that I met in Barrie.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 10 comes along. Now, I was involved in a conversation to which the next day at school, this was over MSN at the time.
Right.
Dinosaurs.
MSN.
Yeah.
No Facebook then.
I was accused of conspiracy to murder on the first, second, and manslaughter. And at the time, there was zero tolerance because of what happened with Columbine. They were looking at people, anybody who was out of the ordinary, perhaps social outcast. And they set out to make an example of me. Now,
Columbine was one of the first major school shootings in the U.S. And so it was all over the news. And
there was heightened school security and surveillance. And
So if you want to go online and Google Columbine, that's what will come up.
Yeah. So they flagged you as a suspicious person because of your involvement in drugs? Or like what?
Well, no, a girl, this is before the drugs. A girl had gone to school and said that I said over the internet that I was going to come the next day and basically shoot the school up and take her life plus my own.
Okay.
That led to an illegal search and seizure of my belongings. The police came in and had taken me out of the school in handcuffs. Mm-hmm. They made me remove my shoes, my socks. So at this time, I felt degraded. And in grade 10, I really said to myself, like, I'm not going to screw around this year. I wanted to take things seriously. My dream was actually to go to Royal Military College and become a pilot, which didn't happen. And so I was expelled from school. Now, a couple court hearings. They had no evidence.
Hmm.
And at the end of the day, I ended up getting expelled and mistreated. My lawyer eventually got me off and on a peace bond. And then my parents fought to get me back into school. And the school board had taken my mother's side. Though at the time we could have sued because of the lack of evidence and the way that they mistreated us. We just wanted to get back into school.
Okay.
And get everything done. Unfortunately, I come back at the end of the year and they didn't want to give me any of the credits or allow me to pursue. So I had basically missed another year.
Right. So now, you had a bit of a rocky start, yeah, to say the least.
High school, yeah.
Yeah.
So high school's not a good scene for you.
Not so far, no.
Okay. Yeah.
So grade 11 comes along, okay, and I'm put in this program called the At Risk. It's okay, for people who were at risk of either dropping out or failing high school. And this was actually a turning around point for me because it encouraged me to seek out leadership. And I found that we would do things like winter survival. We go out and do portaging. So we learn how to do a whole bunch of different survival things. We watched like this show called Survival Man. I don't know, Survivor Man.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
If you guys remember
Les
that.
Les Stroud.
Yeah, Les Stroud. Yeah. So, yeah, like I eventually became one of the leaders of the group. There was two of us, and I was elected one of them. So that's kind of when I realized my gifts naturally.
Yeah, okay.
So from there, going into grade 12, I started getting into selling drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. At this time, I had gone through a few relationships. None of them ended up going well, to say the least. And this is where I met my girlfriend of 9 years. We used to get together, smoke weed, do all those things that teenagers do. Cocaine and pills. This is when Oxycontin started to become popular. And a friend of mine actually worked in a pharmacy. So he would go to, what they'd do is there was an expiry date on the bottles. So he would take from the expiration bin and then bring them home. So we had bottles upon bottles of sealed product. My friends at the time started taking them while I was selling them.
Okay.
So we were generating revenue, but we were also
using them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually that kind of led to a demise between our friendships and our groups and kind of a power struggle between who would take leadership of the original clique, if you want to say that. Oxy's lead into cocaine. I start to reach out, meeting different people. We had competitions, but rather than that, because I acknowledged my leadership gifts from before, instead of wanting to stomp out the competition, I basically realized we can make more money together than against each other. So I started reaching out, and we basically created a council. So it's kind of like a little Godfather scenario in the entire Shores.
And you're probably thinking, wow, he has some really cool skills, like some cool leadership skills and able to connect with people. And yet, how did this whole transition come? And maybe you know somebody in your life that you're thinking, man, they need to listen to Josh's story. And so we're going to pause right now, so that you can go and get your friend and bring them back for the rest of the story.
And hear the rest.
And we'll be back right after this, so stay tuned.
Perfect.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
That's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for staying tuned in with us on New Every Day. We just want to say thanks to our partners. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, you can click on our partners page and see all of the organizations and businesses who are making this show possible. So thank you so much. And thanks also to you, Josh, who Josh Holden has been very gracious to share part of his story with us. So we're going to jump back in. And Josh, just before we took our break, you were walking us through your high school career that ended up being quite prolonged because it was so tumultuous at the beginning and then led to you selling and doing drugs and kind of creating this drug community in the area that you had grown up. Mm-hmm. So my question is, obviously, mm-hmm. you're a changed man. And Josh and I actually went to high school together, but we didn't know each other. And you're not the same guy. So tell us about what led you to going down a different path or a different road. Was there a single event, or can you kind of walk us through that point in your life?
Yeah, it was definitely events leading up. Now that I look back, I always believed in God, but I didn't know who God was.
Okay.
I received my diploma at 21 years old, and at that time I sort of felt down upon myself because I received
longer.
It so late,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so looking back, it's kind of like I could have done this in such a short amount of time. Leaving high school, I now was entering into the real world. Mm. I've always worked a job and sort of laundered my illegal money that way. I decided to take a break because the addiction was starting to get to me. And
like, because you saw relationships fall apart? Or like, what?
Well, yeah, friendships, like drugs, money, they get in the way of relationships.
Yeah.
And eventually addiction plays a huge part in that too. So
sure.
I started to see my friends becoming different people.
Right.
And although I still had a level head on my own shoulders, at the time I would justify myself mm-hmm. as more righteous than them.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back now, I see that the events that did happen, and I'm not going to go into complete details, it was God basically leading me out. And it was his grace and his mercy which kept me from seeing a prison cell. Whereas my friends, they weren't as lucky.
Yeah.
I became seriously addicted to opiates. And I didn't want to pay for them anymore. So my friend who was on the methadone program basically said, well, you can get this for free and you can get high. And basically, I went on that to get high for free. Every week, I would go up, and then I would go up again. But then I started thinking about my future. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I was talking to my girlfriend about getting a house, getting married. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do in the future? So these questions started to haunt me a little bit. So I made the decision to get clean, and then I started to use the program to go down.
Okay.
It's about 4 years. Okay, 2 years onto the program, I enter college, right? And I pursue horticultural tech because my girlfriend at the time, she went for that. We made the plan that we would start our own company and that's how we would basically do things. But the methadone clinic didn't want me to go on a different day. They wanted me to basically come every Tuesday and Thursday to see the doctor, and that couldn't be done. But at the time, I had made a good rapport with the doctor's assistants. They were able to switch me to a different day. And the doctor that I met through that, Dr. Gupta, he actually insisted that I go down. And he saw that since I've been on it, I've been clean. Whereas most people, they would abuse it and they wouldn't, they give out caries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had earned these privileges. I was able to go to school. I was
nice.
Able to get my diploma. At the time, I was also seeking for the truth and who God is. Like, what are we doing here? What is the purpose? Because in my heart, I knew that there is definitely a difference between right or wrong. I've had all of these valiant dreams, you know, all these romanticized ideas about getting married and
sure.
being a father, like these things that were very dear to me, but I didn't understand where the desires came from.
Hmm.
And eventually I started asking the harder questions. And I started to see people talk about contradictions. Historically, I loved history, so I wanted to see if there is a God.
Sure.
And there's many different religions. And we know that there are many different sides to a story when a situation happens, and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. It doesn't need an alibi, and it is objective, right? So I started to analyze these stories against the historical evidence that we had and the scientific evidence that we had to deem which one is more logically true. As I went along this course, I've always known there was something different about Jesus. But at the time, I would never admit it. In fact, I would scoff at Christians.
And, you know, that's kind of where Paul was at. You know, when we, if we harken back to our last couple of episodes, Paul was out to get the Christians. You weren't necessarily, you were kind of scoffing at that, but doing your due diligence to do some research to see if this was actually true. So I hate to cut us off in the middle of this story, and we are going to jump back in our next episode, Josh. So I'm going to have to break right now, and we are going to continue this story and see what God has done in your life to bring you to this point. So I'm just going to stop, and we're going to pray together, and then we'll jump back in. So,
excellent.
Father, thank you so much that you bring transformation in our lives. And I thank you for Josh. Lord, thank you for his friendship, and thank you for what you have done in his life. And we look forward to hearing more about it, God. And I pray for the viewers who maybe have had a similar story and have gone through a hard time. And Lord, would you just work so powerfully in their life to show them who you are and how much you love them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Josh, thank you. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next week.
See ya.